சதிவலி கோட்டையிலே தண்டக்காரன் பேட்டையிலே ஏகஜன கூட்டமடி தங்கமே, ஏகஜன கூட்டமடி தங்கமே, யமன் வந்தால் ஓட்டமடி தங்கமே, யமன் வந்தால் ஓட்டமடி தங்கமே.
In his book Islam and World Peace, the late Sufi teacher Bawa Muhayyadeen presents a unique picture of Islam. It is, he says, an age-old path of social harmony and inner peace. Bawa's view sharply contrasts the threatening scenes of Islam often depicted on television newscasts. To reconcile these two images, I recorded six lengthy interviews with the elderly master in June 1986. A half year later, Bawa Muhayyadeen would pass away. Today, the Philadelphia-based Bawa Fellowship, where he taught for 15 years, remains an active center of study and prayer.
எத்தனையோ கோடி ஜென்மம் இருக்கும் உலகத்திலே அத்தனைக்கும் மேலானது தங்கமே, அத்தனைக்கும் மேலானது தங்கமே, அஜலான ஜென்மம் இது.
During our interview sessions, Bawa answered hours of questions. In this program, we're hearing excerpts of his remarks translated into English, as well as comments by some of his students. Bawa patiently explained the original meaning of Islam, that it is a state of awareness one attains only by purging the human heart of impurities. But for fellowship member Patrick Andrews, clearing oneself doesn't always come easily.
Only the times when I've finally reached the limit that and exceeded it, went beyond it, probably went over the limit, whether that's, I would say, reaching the end of one's rope or hitting the bottom of one's barrel. At those times, that's the only occasion when there's even a chance for that little crack of understanding to occur. Because the rest of the time, you're so preoccupied, or at least I am, so preoccupied with what I'm doing, what I'm attempting to accomplish, who I'm interacting with, what the nature of those relationships are, that the thing that could be called understanding or the thing that could be called realization doesn't even have a chance to dawn within me. It's only at those points where finally things have fallen apart that you come face to face with your own reality. And you have a little chance to look at it. If at that moment you take the chance, and in a few instances I can say I have taken the chance, then something is given. Something is usually understanding, and it usually helps with what you need to do next.
Little by little by little, practice it. Through practice, make that faith firm. God will help. Provided we intend that. If we strive with determination, we will surely find it. When we work hard, it will draw nearer to us. If we yearn for it hard enough, he will take us there. But unless we walk towards him, he will not approach us. Unless we make a determined effort, he will not merely give it to us. So the effort is ours. If we make the effort, we will certainly receive it. We will be given it, definitely. But it is not given for nothing.